Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for August 5th, 2017. And tonight I'll be giving a personal reading regarding the two eclipses this month. I've prepared for this debriefing on the eclipses with two articles I've published last week, which you can read about at heartcom.org regarding the 2017 shift updates. The first eclipse is a lunar eclipse 2 days from now, and the second eclipse is a solar eclipse on August 21st. Now, these eclipses are like a 1-2 punch to the global field of consciousness, you know, both hemispheres of the global mind. This is a cosmically ordained event, and some would say it's a trigger event for triggering a reboot of relationships of both hemispheres, East and West. Now, that the U.S. in particular is being eclipsed. I'm sure some of you have been following this, but for the second time in U.S. history, a total solar eclipse will cross the country from coast to coast and only be visible in America. Now, this rare celestial spectacle has been dubbed the Great All-American Eclipse. And actually, you can go to a website called Great All-American Eclipse, which has got all this incredible buzz about this event that astronomers, astrologers, and people that are into, you know, these type of cosmic events, this is big. So on August 21st, 2017, the moon will completely block the sun. This is the solar eclipse. Momentarily engulfing parts of about a dozen states in sudden darkness. And no one outside the continental U.S. will be able to see the eclipse, which makes landfall on the west coast near Salem, Oregon, and continues diagonally across the country until it hits Columbia, South Carolina. The first total solar eclipse with a trajectory exclusive to the U.S. goes back to the birth of the U.S. with the American Revolution in 1776. But now this eclipse speaks to revolutionary net reality capabilities for billions of global netizens in our new global village, because America has been a leading influence in the world, and it's being eclipsed with new influences emerging. So you can say, is this eclipse, this double eclipse, is it some kind of an ordained cosmic sign? Is it some kind of judgment time for our collective conscious evolution? So how are U.S. policies being eclipsed? Some people know of the truth of the petrodollar system collapse in the West and how it's being blacked out in the U.S., you know, the big media, corporate media. Now, at the same time, global internet media is eclipsing the cover-up with reporting of the oil-for-gold prices of BRICS nations. That's Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. And there's actually about, I think, 80 nations now worldwide, including England. They're affiliated in this move towards a gold standard and free open commerce among themselves beyond the Western petrodollar fiat currency system, which is in collapse, and it's not being reported on except in alternative media. On the internet, you can read about, you know, the news of this all over the world except pretty much in Western media. So anyway, the point of this is that the U.S. is being increasingly isolated and marginalized worldwide. Economic warfare by sanctioning BRICS nations is isolating the U.S. even more. So we're talking about most of the world's population by far are in alliances that are beginning to trade among themselves without the petrodollar, and the Western economy is kind of in a bubble. It's in its own economic bubble of currency and status quo. And, you know, this is just, you know, the way things are. But this is one of the dynamics that's going on globally, and it's got potential for polarization, and it's got potential for unification, and the process of eclipsing the polarization so that the spirit of cooperation and unification can proceed. This is kind of what's going on. And if the U.S. system of self-governance continues with a horse and buggy legislative system, again, that was designed a few hundred years ago, you know, after the American Revolution, and a system of representatives that, you know, in horse and buggy, that's how they would come together to represent people. That's our legislative system that's been rigged by the corporatocracy. I mean, you know, the corporate interests behind the scenes that are involved with their lobbies that are, and regulatory agencies that have a revolving door, you know, with the corporations they're supposed to regulate, all that stuff's going on. And this will continue if, you know, and if it does, when I say this process since Citizens United, you know, back in, what was it, 2010, to where the corporatocracy, the corporations were given personhood, you'll continue to see that system of a rigged legislative system. You'll see it to continue to sacrifice global peace, health, and prosperity on the altar of war, disease, and austerity. I mean, this is where it's been going. Now, what I'm saying has been going there, that's what's turning around. That's what's being exposed, what's disintegrating, and a new system is integrating. And the old paradigm, the recalcitrant U.S. paradigm of power above principle, you know, for win-lose domination of corporate interest versus public interest, this has hit the wall of 5D conscience in the global mind. You know, there's global awakening and unity consciousness that's beyond nation states, it's beyond boundaries in the mind, you know, to where there's this new spirit of cooperation that's going on in the East, big time, not just between Russia and China, but with Russia, China, India, and the BRICS nations, and their goal, a new gold standard, and this is what's going on that we're not hearing about, and it's the implications are profound and quite vast. So this eclipse of U.S. power, it parallels the eclipse of petrochemical power, as clean, free energy technologies are now going into production worldwide for home, cars, and industry. You're not hearing about that in the corporate media either. But on the Internet, you can read about it, what's going on all over the world with cars that are running on water and other free energy technologies, you know, for cars and for homes and for industry. And so that's, you know, in the immediate future. Again, the media bubble, pretty much, the programming bubble, a one-way centralized mass distribution of information that we call mass media, is now no longer the true mass media. Most people are getting their information now on the Internet, and it's an interactive mass-to-mass media. It's not one-way programming. It's interactive with feedback, and it's got self-correction in the system on a real-time basis, because the more things are trying to be covered up, the more people, independent bloggers and with videos, you know, being created to expose, you know, what is not right, you know, what's being covered up or what's being abuse of power or whatever. So there's a dynamic going on, which is a power shift. It's a global power shift, basically from west to east. And you might say from the masculine assertive energies of left brain dominant Western civilization to more cooperative right-brain, nonlinear spirit of the law rather than the letter of the law, more of a feminine influence of cooperation rather than competition. And this is the shift that's going on in the collective consciousness, you know, worldwide. The Russia and China and India, like I say, are cooperating with the BRICS nations, creating their new economy, and they want to cooperate and have an open system of commerce with the West. And the West is trying to dominate the petrodollar still, and that's what most of the conflict we're seeing is about, in a nutshell. So this eclipse is not just of political power. Like I say, it's also petrochemical power. And the petrodollar, which is the political power, has been based on the petrodollar. But petrochemical power, as far as, you know, oil and gas, those industries, there's, you know, the reason that those, their stock value has been tanking is because there's no future in it. The futures market, I mean, it's clear that this for energy technologies are going into production and it's happening. So there's this power shift going on from, you might say, west to east, from a more masculine, assertive to a more feminine cooperative energy. And the Western power above principle, you know, you might say the strength of the West in excess is what's being eclipsed. A strength in excess is a weakness, and that's what's being eclipsed. And again, I'm talking metaphorically here in a cosmic love way, best I can, but, you know, the understanding that this shift in the global mind and global consciousness, and the shift of power from domination agenda of the West to a cooperation agenda of the East, and between the two, this is, you know, of course, the relationship is like the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere of one's brain. There's brain switching going on back and forth all the time. And there's a, and you may be left brain dominant, like most people are in the West, just like most people in the East are right brain dominant. You know, their language evolved reading on a page from right to left because they're right brain dominant. In the West, we read from left to right because we're left brain dominant, and that's the way language evolved. That's, again, an exquisite model or metaphor of what's going on in the holographic, in the field, in the quantum field. Is the biological model, like what's going on in the energetics between the left and right hemispheres of the brain. Well, the left and right hemispheres of the Earth, there's energetic principles in this torus field, you know, of the, you know, hemispherically, and the dynamics of that have been documented brilliantly by Lynn McTaggart in her book The Bond and the Field. And I've talked about this in previous shows. I interviewed her on Cosmic Glow once before. And yeah, kudos to her. She's explained a lot of this quantum science in practical terms of the field, the collective field and the bond of humans have within this field, and how it represents these archetypes of left brain and right brain and masculine and feminine and linear and nonlinear and letter of the law and spirit of the law. You know, this what's going on in this in the field. There are principles that are truly universal. And anyway, understanding this process, how a new 5D common sense is emerging in this global field, global consciousness, and there's the whole world domination agenda of the U.S. since World War II. It's now disintegrating with a wholly new model of East-West cooperation, which is integrating now. So these are some of the dynamics in the field that are being triggered by this 1-2 punch, you might say, with these two eclipses, the lunar eclipse and the solar eclipse, which I find, you know, this is fascinating to me. So I've been kind of tuning into what this looks like and how this works. Part of this exposure process is that's going mainstream, you know, like the big lie is being exposed. You know, you might say the shadow government is being exposed. You know, the deep state is being exposed, and the whole world is finding out with WikiLeaks things like the CIA not only armed Syria's insurgents, it also paid their salaries. The CIA, and this has come out. It's all over the world. This is like common knowledge. Again, it's blacked out in the United States, Western dominant, you know, programming media. But the world at large is finding out, and people on the internet in the United States, that the same neocon warmonger agents of the deep state that have been they've been pushing for war with Russia, even while Trump has been cooperating with Russia to stop the aggression. I mean, there's this battle going on between Trump and the deep state, and it's interesting. when you get behind the scenes, because what we get on the surface, you know, just, people would just be scratching their heads. But the U.S. corporate media is pro-war. It represents the deep state and the military-industrial contractors, you know, that are behind much of, you know, the media programming. So U.S. corporate media is pro-war and is not for cooperation with Russia. I mean, did you hear anyone on TV reporting that at the recent G8 summit in Europe that Trump's beautiful wife sat with Putin during the summit with a red dress and chatted with him in German that both of them speak? That news went all over the world, but it was blacked out in the fake stream media in the United States. And the point is that Trump would rather be friends with Russia, who is now strongly aligned with China. But deep state mega media mouthpieces continue to vilify Trump for his challenge to their agenda of war with Russia, which is, again, strongly aligned with China and BRICS nations. So this is a confounding situation where you've got these, you know, forces these dynamic forces with different agenda and different intentions going on. But that game is pretty much over. I mean, this is the shift that we're seeing, that the blackout agenda has been eclipsed by the internet. And the more ingenuous the programming by totally scripted talking heads on TV, the more ingenious are the videos being created by online netizen journalists to expose the deception, uncovering the cover-ups, and unveiling the big line and championing the whole truth. This is the dynamic that is really, that's why, you know, the internet, I think a year and a half ago, became the mainstream media, with most people getting their news worldwide and in the United States on the internet. So this eclipse process, the dynamics of it are geopolitical. It's economic. It's social, political, and economic. I mean, consider the healthcare system and the disease profiteering that's being eclipsed. You know, we call it a healthcare system, but it's really about 97.5 disease care. But that's what's being eclipsed. That understanding and that expose and the alternative to that is all part of this eclipse process. The U.S. healthcare system is being eclipsed in the way that, I mean, enlightened netizens, you know, online citizens worldwide are well aware that global holistic healing could go mainstream very quickly. And this will include the art and science of applied epigenetics, you know, for DNA activation, healing, and repair, as with the full spectrum of DNA micronutrients from the Swedish flower pollen extract that, you know, I represent on my website. There's a process of DNA activation, healing, and repair from the pollen extract, but and specifically from the applied epigenetics that can go mainstream very quickly. And a vision of global holistic healing, and of course I have links to that in the blog copy that goes, you know, the article that basically follows along, or the core of what I've been saying and with this reading, at the website 2017 shift updates, which I provide with the episode information with the show. So again, there's the healthcare system as we know it is being eclipsed. A whole new system, a whole new, virtually overnight, global free online holistic healing services. The specifics of that, how that works with global telecare. And, I mean, there's in-depth information on that, what that looks like, how that works, and how that's, you know, in the process of coming online worldwide. So the implications of that as far as global holistic healing, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, what that looks like and how that works, that's all part of the big shift dynamics, you know, the great unveiling that's going on, and the eclipsing of all that's less than the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help us God. That's the dynamic, what's going on with this eclipse process. you know, sometimes it's not the good we would do, but the old paradigm, you know, lockstep, left brain, linear letter of the law that kills the spirit of the law, you know, that the old 3D paradigm paralysis that, you know, we get stuck in, that quite often it's, you know, why we can't move forward. And that's largely what's being eclipsed. So one of the other things I'm going to go into more detail in this eclipse process is what's called political Zionism. Now, if you haven't heard of that, I'm going to go into explaining with articles and references today on how political Zionism is being eclipsed. Now, there's this, you might say, radical tribe of deceivers, sometimes called Khazarians, and there's different names for this tribe, so to speak. It has been Zionism has been thoroughly exposed by innumerable internet articles. Anyone want to do research in the history of it and the story of it, and you get different levels of it on the internet. Some get into the history in the terms of spin doctoring the history, so it sounds better than basically the largely ruthless nature of war by deception, which is kind of at the heart of political Zionism. But all that aside, their time is short and fear is great because their time is short. But 5D shift, what's going on with the shift in global unity consciousness, it neutralizes the negativity. I mean, just like love neutralizes fear, you know, faith neutralizes fear. This is the science of quantum shift dynamics in the field, the source field. Unified quantum field, however you say it, which is surging now. And I'm going to go into this in this article, how it's surging, and actually provide a video. But again, the article, this is like a multimedia show. If you pull up in another window on your computer, the episode information and the articles I'm referring to, you can see the embedded videos that are included and stop, you know, the recording if you're hearing this in the future. You can just pause while you watch a video and have like a multimedia presentation. I mean, this is what's now possible with the internet media. It's just phenomenal to me that I can be talking live to 63 nations over the internet, and in replay, people can hear this and interact with it, and interact with the videos and just have their own multimedia presentation at their fingertips, you know, on the subjects being discussed. So this is the dynamic right now, and a lot of what's going on is there's these quantum shift dynamics, like with the surge in the source field, the Schumann field resonance of the Earth. I'm going to be going into, again, a video on that that's included today, and it challenges one's 3D thinking about everything. When I say that, 5D is a whole different way of looking at, you know, what we could call 3D. Or you might say from an egoic perspective to a, you know, ego is Latin for, you know, you might, for I am, but it's like the little me. And then there's the big I am, that I am, that I can, I am, and I will, and done deal, winning from the beginning. There's the I am presence, you know, which is basically unity conscience that we all share, you know, and there's so what's common to everyone. And the sense of separation, which some people would say is the cause of all suffering, which is more the 3D perspective. Of course, 4D is the perception of time and the whole dynamics archetypally of the different ways of perceiving time, from the Jungian perspective, from the past to the future, from the past to the present, from the present to the future. There's just these different archetypal ways perceiving time, which is, again, part of the illusion, space and time, 3D and 4D, on the way to 5D, which is more of a unified field consciousness and pattern recognition and sensitivities of heart coherence as well as mind, you know, you might say heart coherence at the heart of mind congruence. So we've got this dynamic going on that the radical corruption of perception in any 3D form is naturally neutralized by a determined perception correction with a 5D perspective. Some would say this 5D perspective is effective sensory perception, or ESP. Effective sensory perception. There's nothing extra about it when you've got it. You know, it's just effective. So that's pretty much the background on, you know, the eclipsing the scenarios. I'm going to be referencing it, but what I was going to go into now is this next article, What Global Metamorphosis Will Look Like. And I just published this the other day. And you can pull up that article and follow along and get some orientation on that. What global metamorphosis will look like. The big shift from old paradigm caterpillar, so to speak, to new paradigm butterfly. So the theme here is, with graphics in the pull-up window, if you can pull that up, at heartcom.org, /morphicshift.htm. And a new order is emerging, and this is this metamorphosis process, and human evolution is surging. And it's going mainstream, critical mass, 100th monkey effect, however you want to say it, that this is a global phenomena. And it's moving in the direction, as I said, from domination to cooperation, from separation to unity consciousness. This is the dynamic. And the graphic I provided of this, you know, on this reference page, is a giant metamorphosis crop circle that, it's huge. And it's got a symbolic pattern of a guy has butterfly wings that's in the same figure type, appearance of Leonardo da Vinci's Man Squaring the Circle graphic, which is quite famous. And the point is that we are in the universe and the universe is in us, or as a lot of Christians would say, the kingdom of heaven is within us. And this is the quantum reality that's taking wing in humanity. You might say the butterfly metamorphosis, a new human. Man is truly the measure of all things as he squares the circle, measuring that which is nonlinear, infinite, and eternal in the linear field of here, now, space-time. So above all, we're talking about a morphic shift, a metamorphosis that is a function of perception. So I'm going to go into this in more detail, but a little background on this. This process of profound process of transformation in global civilization right now can be compared to the different stages of a caterpillar's transformation into a butterfly. The caterpillar spins a cocoon around itself and disintegrates inside the cocoon into a blob of gray gunge. And when the gray gunge has liquefied to a certain point, cells called imaginal cells are genetically awakened in it. And these imaginal cells feed off the gunge, that gray gunge, for their growth as they increasingly cluster together to form, through a genetic-coded alchemy, into a wholly new being with the body and wings of the emerging butterfly. So as the veil thins in 2017 with surge in the source field, and as full disclosure of hidden truth goes mainstream with new enlightenment on the internet, we're seeing the emergence of a new human, a metamorphosis through, you might say, genetic DNA awakening because of the quantum field having surges of frequencies that I'll be going into, what's going on with the Schumann resonance and other frequencies. This is, as the old order disintegrates, you know, the gray gunge, you know, a butterfly integrates holistically. And this is the integration of spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical faculties with the process of evolutionary ascent in our consciousness, our being in our world. there's this whole dynamic going on with metamorphosis, with our genetic DNA awakening. And as the old order disintegrates, a whole new order butterfly integrates. This is a conscious evolution, revolution, revelation process. So ask yourself, I mean, is it true that all these ancient prophecies are not beginning to concur with quantum science in regard to modern conscious evolution, revolution, revelations? You know, that this is, in Revelations, they talk about, you know, in the end times, which you could say is the beginning times, all things will be unveiled. The truth will be shouted from the housetops, which is, I guess, our antennas. But, I mean, is this true, that there's this parallel of ancient prophecies concurring with, you know, these modern revelations, with the instant everywhere interactive internet, where it's all being unveiled, you know, and Google search anything. And, I mean, are you aware that global society is now going through a transformation as profound as the shift from the Dark Ages to Enlightenment, or the shift from the American Revolution from tyranny to representative government? And as the light in the source field surges in 2017, I'm going to be getting into that article here in a little bit. I mean, would you agree that the evolutionary ascent of global civilization has arrived at a stage of metamorphosis? Big, holistic, systemic change in a form that the caterpillar can't conceive. So, to give you an example of this disintegration, reintegration process from caterpillar to butterfly, consider that the old order paradigm of scarcity's value, I mean, we're talking about the scarcity, our economic system of scarcity economics, consider how it's disintegrating because of extraordinary new abundance capabilities that are being suppressed by the oxymoronic value of scarcity. And conversely, consider how a new order paradigm of abundant virtue, you know, abundance economics, is now coalescing, integrating, as the light of source, you know, 5D conscience goes mainstream with a new common sense in our instant everywhere and interactive internet reality. I'm sure some of you know the proverb that just when the caterpillar thought the world was over, it became a butterfly. Well, this is the point. A shift that the caterpillar can't conceive till it happens, and that the old paradigm just can't conceive what it will look like until it happens. The old scripture, you know, the light shined in the darkness, but the darkness comprehended it not. but it's happening. You know, it's a done deal. It's like winning from the beginning and fantastic and getting better. You know, seize the vision, you know, claim the virtue, claim the victory, you know, make the vow with valor, etc. So this process is going on. It could happen faster, sooner, it could happen later. Depends on, you know, how many people network for the net worth of, you know, net reality on a level of global, what I call TLC, telecom, telecommunications, you know, telecare, health, telecommerce, you know, with commerce. We've got the teleconscience with global enlightenment, and we're going to go into that. The global mind, as it takes wing, with systemic holistic TLC. So first I'm going to go into the global metamorphosis with global telecom, emphasizing the TLC in telecom. And I'm going to be doing this for a purpose, and again, it's metaphoric, but how else do you provide a picture of what's coming that is, in a sense, indescribable? So imagine this butterfly. It has wings with beautiful geometric patterns that provide universal code language for global communications of a real-time, live, instant, or replay nature. And on a mass-to-mass scale with dozens or millions of people being able to respond to the same program at the same time with this universal code language. Now, you can easily imagine how that works if you go into pure visionary mode and study the vision of the global telecom interface for upgrading our five core internet freedoms. Now, within that sentence, there was three hyperlinked web pages that you can go to, again, in the episode information. This is the article on metamorphosis and what it looks like. And you can go into those articles, and you can go into pure visionary mode, and you can study the vision of the global telecom interface for upgrading our five core internet freedoms and what that looks like and how that works. I mean, anyone, you know, pure intention focuses attention, loves retention, conscious ascension in a dimension of full comprehension. It's not rocket science. So global metamorphosis with global telecom is one thing. That's one butterfly. So imagine this butterfly, global metamorphosis with global telecare. So the telecare butterfly, it has wings with beautiful colors that represent the full spectrum of holistic healing capabilities with an empirical database of results-oriented research showing which modalities are working best for one's unique body type and current symptom profile. And you can easily imagine how that works if you go into pure visionary mode again as you study the articles and video on global telecare. I have provided a link again in the episode article on metamorphosis. You can go into this global telecare for rapid deployment of global holistic healing capabilities now. So that's the global telecare butterfly that's emerging, so to speak. And the next butterfly, imagine this butterfly, you know, for global metamorphosis with global teleconscience. The teleconscience butterfly has wings of light, representing the language of light, of consciousness, as involves and evolves the learning process, the co-creation process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential core of self-governance, the mind's holodeck. The holographic field between the ears and the dynamics of light language, the language of consciousness, but is the operating system for the holodeck. You can easily imagine how that holodeck works if you go into pure visionary mode again, with pure intention that, again, focuses attention with TLC retention for conscious ascension and an enlightened dimension of cosmic love comprehension. So that's the teleconscience butterfly. Now, this last butterfly I'm going to mention, imagine this butterfly for global metamorphosis with global telecommerce. Again, emphasizing the TLC and telecommerce. This butterfly has wings of grace, an attitude of gratitude that soars on thermals of kindness, the uprising of the Holy Spirit of TLC in action, with cyber ethics at the heart of fair trade and good commerce. The key word there is cyber ethics. It's underlined, hyperlinked, and a web page that goes into Web 3.0 cyber ethics, you know, hardware, what that looks like, how that works for the next phase of the computer internet revolution after hardware, you know, IBM software, Microsoft, NetWare, Netscape. There's cyber ethics and hardware. So, again, global telecommerce, imagine that butterfly, what that will look like, how that works, wings of grace, soars, Soul Soaring on Thermals of Kindness, The Uprising of the Holy Spirit, Love in Action with Cyber Ethics at the Heart of Fair Trade and Good Commerce. Now, you can easily imagine how cyber ethics works if you seize the vision, embrace the virtue, vow with valor, and claim the victory, whereby love rules the abundant life. And this is the global opportunity. Big shift to metamorphosis. And this is the article I've been referenced now, one of the things that's going on, what's going on in with the shift in Earth's magnetic field. And it's a huge shift going on. And this is a video, and you can watch the video. It's, HeartMath research has been referenced on this. The surge in the field, in the Schumann resonance for the Earth, which resonates with brain waves. And the implication of that for, you might say, triggering 5D consciousness. And these intense surges of we've been getting of in the spikes in the Schumann resonance, again, as it corresponds to higher brainwave activity, you might say of a 5D nature, we're getting flashbangs, you might say, of 5D surge. So be ready for the collateral 3D purge as we witness a global mind emerge, a personal and planetary mind merge with the, you might say, cosmic love gold standard at the center and apex of the journey of individuals and nations who would thrive with intention for 5D ascension. So can I take a break here? Happiness is a journey, not a destination. That's by Ben Sweetland, a quote. Happiness is the journey, not a destination. It's not where we're going, it's how we get there, you know. It's like, you know, it's not, I mean, smell the flowers, you know, the on the way, you know, and just, you know, enjoy the journey. And, but as, you know, for the big shift challenges ahead, you know, I'm not saying it's going to be easy, you know, there's, you've got paradigm shift, you got paradigm paralysis. Some will, some won't, somewhat. You know, next, you know, all you can do is all you can do, and all you can do is enough. You can't beat yourself up that, you know, the world's not changing for the better overnight. You know, there's dynamics involved. There's a, you know, you got to eclipse the situation, you know, of the problem, you know, before you can move beyond it and to whole system solutions. So the rest of this article gets into one of the, you know, the big shift challenges ahead. I mean, who is interfering in our elections? Russia or Israel? Now, this is article just July 30th, this last week, by Paul Craig Roberts. And it's very interesting. I don't have time to go into the aspects of this right now, but the understanding of this issue of who owns and controls big media? Who are these Zionists? Are they foreign agents? And the congressional hearings, the Senate Judicial Committee hearing that was postponed this last week, that was convened to discuss the failure to enforce the Foreign Agents Registration Act. And this is an article about the Zionist lobby, you know, AIPAC, and it's an amazing article, but then now there's several articles following that reinforce the major point that is never mentioned in the mainstream media, that people just don't know and don't believe because there's been so much disinformation about the subject. So this is some pretty heavy stuff. This challenges a lot of cherished illusions by fundamentalist Christians in America and just American intellectuals. They don't know this. They've been led to believe otherwise. They don't know this history, and they haven't thought about this. They don't want to think about this, and they just reject it outright. So, I mean, you know, you're going to have holistic healing. You got to come out of denial that first you got a problem. If you got a serious problem to the health of the whole body of an individual or a nation, you first have to come out of denial of the problem. You don't heal what, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it's broken, there is dis-ease in the body politic, then what's the core of it? And this gets into the core of it. And this is not easy. I'm not saying this is easy for anyone to read and understand, but if you give it some little conscientious common sense, it'll be self-evident if you're heart coherent as well as mind congruent. You know, so center in your heart, centered and connected, you know, get into your capstone conscience, you might say, that peace, you know, like the center of the hurricane, and let everything swirl around you and be centered and connected in, you know, harmonious calm, you know, that can reflect the heavens and see through the depths to the whole meaning of meaning, you know, what's really being said. And there's interesting insight and outlook for understanding the overview here. So those who are complacent with the 3D prevailing awareness, which goes with the territory of egoic survival, may find it difficult to wrap their head around this 5D, five-dimensional concept of, you know, the one for all, the unity and diversity, I am conscience, unity consciousness. But the point is that all that does not serve the greater good at this time globally with the Internet is now surfacing for self-correction. And it is surfacing as the thinning of the 5D veil removes resistance to the Holy Spirit of TLC in action, love in action, which is forgiving. This unveiling of 5D energies of co-creation with love is the proverbial judgment time, the test that's best, as conscience of a 5D high state naturally neutralizes the 3D deep state with forgiveness. So bless and release. Let the 3D past be history and welcome the 5D future with her story, you know, the rise of the divine feminine. This is the choice to be or not to be fearless with faith and conscientious love at the heart of a gold standard for global net reality. You know, and I could go more into this, but let me finish up with this little quote. For now, you can read the rest and watch the videos, the rest of the videos on this this episode page. But this is a quote from messages from Matthew by way of Susan Ward at Matthew Books. And Matthew says, "Love is the most powerful force in the universe. It heals pain and fear. Pain and fear is what motivates the darkness to conceive and execute their heinous crimes to create pain and fear in other souls. Light, the other side of the coin, is the cure for hatred, prejudice, revenge, oppression, and killing." So love is the most powerful force in the universe. See the good, keep the faith, and love be with you. Happy trails until we meet again. Thanks for listening. And I'm going to finish up with a meditation here the rest of the show. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There is a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the Internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with Cosmic Love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how Cosmic Love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make Cosmic Love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.